Traffic and weather together over to KSL's Traffic Center, and here's Ricky Meese.
We are starting with a crash-free commute on the freeways, but we do have some heavy and slow spots already in place, and a lot of that is going to be on the 21st South Freeway. It could be either direction between about 5600 West and the West Belt. A little bit of slowing northbound I-215's West Belt approaching I-80, and don't be surprised, we do have weather to deal with. Some rain coming down in some areas, so this may be rain delays. Southbound I-15 seem pretty much basic normal travel time southbound from downtown all the way to the point of the mountain. No problems along I-15 in Utah County. We do have an accident on the Midvale-Sandy border southbound on State Street, about 8200-8300 south. Those right lanes blocked to traffic, and a crash with injuries called out Redwood Road, 9500 south. Mark?
Going to Park City right now with some trouble as a result of a power outage. Of course, the signal problems are causing some delays in Park City along SR 224. So please keep an eye out for that. We've got the KSL travel cams up and out of Salt Lake City already on northbound I-15. Even though it's moving okay right there at the north interchange, we are seeing the wet stretch of interstate, and that's certainly going to cause early delays. But so far, no major problems setting into Davis County. Put your energy into something legendary. Schedule your free solar consultation today. Find out how much you could save with Legend Solar online at legendsolar.com, a Sun Power Elite dealer. Mark Jackson of the KSL Traffic Center.